This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. Russia says that it will relocate naval exercises off the coast of Ireland after Dublin raised concerns about them amid a tense dispute with the West over expansion of the NATO alliance and fears that Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine. The February 3rd through 8th exercises were to be held 240 kilometers off southwestern Ireland in international waters, but within Ireland's exclusive economic zone. Ireland is a member of the 27-nation European Union, but not a member of NATO. The Irish Foreign Minister, Simon Coveney, this week objected to the war games, saying this isn't a time to increase military activity and tension in the context of what's happening with and in Ukraine. The fact that they are choosing to do it on the western borders, if you like, of the EU, of the Irish coasts, is something that, in our view, is simply not welcome. Russia has been threatening to expand military ties with allies Venezuela and Cuba amid rising tensions with the U.S. over Ukraine. But even if talk of troop deployment is mostly bluster out of step with Russia's post-Cold War military capabilities, its strategic buildup in Latin America is real, posing national security threats and what generations of U.S. policymakers have considered to be Washington's backyard. In the past decade, as the U.S. influence in the region has waned, Moscow has, well, as other outside actors like China and Iran, have quietly cemented ties with Latin American friends and foes alike through a mix of weapon sales, financing deals, and intense diplomatic engagement. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea on Sunday fired what appears to be the most powerful missile it has tested since U.S. President Joe Biden took office, as it revives its old playbook and brinkmanship to wrest concessions from Washington and neighbors amid a prolonged stalemate in diplomacy. Japanese officials said the missile, based on their initial assessment of its flight path, potentially reached a maximum altitude of 2,000 kilometers and traveled 800 kilometers before landing in the sea. The flight details suggest the North tested its longest-range ballistic missile since 2017, when its flight tested three intercontinental range ballistic missiles that demonstrated the potential range to reach deep into the American homeland. Sunday's test was the North's seventh round of weapons launches this month. The unusually fast pace of tests indicate an intent to pressure the Biden administration over long-stalled nuclear negotiations. Thousands have fled fighting in Congo amid ongoing clashes between the Congolese army and rebel fighters. More from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Residents from six villages in the country's east have fled the violence. At least 2,000 of those displaced are now living in churches, schools, or with host families. Rebel fighters known as M23 targeted a Congolese army position in the east. Locals say gunfights broke out and they saw many dead bodies. Basame Mashukano, who fled from one of the villages, caught in the crossfire, says he left everything to flee. We abandoned everything and now we are here in Kibumba. We spend the night in the church while others sleep outside. We have nothing to eat, no food, no water or medicine. The M23, which also calls itself the Revolutionary Army of Congo, is a former Congolese rebel group backed by Rwanda and Uganda that was defeated in 2013. Since November, the movement has been accused of being behind several attacks against the army. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of protesters gathered in Canada's capital Saturday to protest vaccine mandates, masks, and lockdowns. Some parked on the grounds of the National War Memorial and danced on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Others carried signs and flags with swastikas, and some used the statue of Canadian hero Terry Fox to display an anti-vaccine statement, sparking widespread condemnation. Protesters compared vaccine mandates to fascism. One truck carried a Confederate flag, and many carried expletive-laden signs targeting the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.